Zarathustra went down the mountain alone, no one meeting him. When he entered the forest, however, there suddenly stood before him an old man who had left his holy cot to seek roots. And thus spoke the old man to Zarathustra, "No stranger to me is this wanderer. Many years ago passed he by. Zarathustra he was called, but he is altered. Then you carried your ashes into the mountain. Will you now carry your fire into the valleys? Fear you not the incendiary's doom? Yea, I recognize Zarathustra. Pure is his eye, and no loathing lurk about his mouth. Goes he not along like a dancer? Altered is Zarathustra. A child has Zarathustra become. An awakened one is Zarathustra. What will you do in the land of the sleepers? As in the sea have you lived in solitude, and it has borne you up. Alas, will you now go ashore? Alas, will you again drag your body yourself?" Zarathustra answered, "I love mankind. Why," said the saint, "did I go into the forest and the desert? Was it not because I love men far too well? Now I love God. Men I do not love. Man is a thing too imperfect for me. Love to man would be fatal to me." Zarathustra answered, "What spoke I of love? I am bringing gifts to men." "Give them nothing," said the saint. "Take rather part of their load and carry it along with them. That will be most agreeable to them, if only it be agreeable to you. If, however, you will give to them, give them no more than an alms, and let them also beg for it." "No," replied Zarathustra, "I give no alms. I am not poor enough for that.